In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we anticipate the Feast of the Visitation, which always is a beautiful conclusion to the month of May. It is the crowning gem of this beautiful month of Mary, in which we have been, in a special way, honoring Our Lady. But we remember that not only May, but every month and every day are, in a special way, consecrated and dedicated to our Blessed Mother. Today's Gospel so beautifully reflects the visitation, in which Our Lady went in haste soon after the visit she had to the angel Gabriel at the Annunciation to assist her cousin Elizabeth. And we see many mysteries revealed in this beautiful Gospel, which is the second joyful mystery, so filled with so many rich meditations for us to dwell upon and reflect upon for our inspiration. First, of course, is that we see Our Lady went in haste to her cousin Elizabeth, knowing that her cousin was in need, would be in need of help and assistance. Our Lady did not delay in making that long journey setting out to assist her cousin. We see here so beautifully the charity of Mary, her heart's charity in wanting to give assistance to those in need. And even more beautiful, we see that from this point of the Annunciation, we see the union of the hearts of Jesus and Mary, that their hearts are united in that mission of bringing grace and sanctification and salvation. And we see this so beautifully in Mary bringing the infant Jesus within her womb to the home of Elizabeth and the great graces that flowed from there. We see in this revealed that wherever Mary is, Jesus is. Wherever Mary goes, she brings grace and sanctification. She brings, above all, the life of her Son to those who are present. That the hearts of Jesus and Mary are inseparable in this mission. Our Lady, too, can be seen in this as the first missionary to bring Jesus to a distant place. And we see how she truly is the star of the new evangelization in that work of proclaiming Christ. Our Lady, of course, in her going to Elizabeth's house, we see so many wonderful things flow from her visit that Our Lady also in this is united to her spouse, her mystical spouse, her spouse, the Holy Spirit. And we see that the Holy Spirit also is cooperating and working through Mary's visitation. The great beauty of this mystery is demonstrated in Elizabeth's revealing that when she heard Mary's greeting, and that's so clearly set out, when she heard the greeting of Mary, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and showing how the Holy Spirit works in union with his spouse, as St. Maximian Kolbe so beautifully would demonstrate, the Our Lady and the Holy Spirit are so perfectly united as two candles melted together, two candles joined, inseparable, we see the Holy Spirit working so beautifully through Mary's visitation that Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit, and we see what is called in John the Baptist, in his mother's womb, leaping for joy. It's always been recognized that John was confirmed in grace, that St. John the Baptist was confirmed in grace from this moment, meaning he was born with original sin, but he's confirmed in grace in his mother's womb, meaning that he had a special grace given to him in Mary's visitation by which he was consecrated to God, but also that he did not sin, that he cooperated so perfectly. He's not the Immaculate Conception as Our Lady, but he cooperated through this grace in living and being confirmed in that grace God had given him to fulfill his mission of being the one who points to the Messiah. And of course, Elizabeth utters those words which are so inspired by the Holy Spirit and so beautiful to reflect upon. How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And of course, Elizabeth recognized that Mary was the mother of God. What she is saying is, how can it happen to me that the mother of God should come to me? She recognized that Mary was the mother of God and that within her womb was the Messiah, the promised one, the Savior of his people. Today's beautiful feast of the Visitation can bring us so many things to meditate upon. And we see Our Lady in her great Magnificat lifting up her soul to God and giving all glory and praise to God. We can ask Our Lady in a special way today to grant us the grace to truly be united to her and her Son. We can ask her also that we might imitate her, and that wherever we go, we may bring Jesus. That wherever we go, to whoever we meet, we too may bring Jesus to them as she did. And of course, we recognize in this beautiful mystery that as the hearts of Jesus and Mary are inseparable, so too we must never separate ourselves from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. That our spiritual life, our life of sanctification, our life of our own personal sanctification, are joined intimately to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. That we must be always united to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. That this is truly the will of God. That the work of His Son was intimately united to His Mother. And in this we see that we will only reach that perfection and that sanctification that God is calling to us in our own life if we are too intimately united to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. May our Blessed Mother grant us this grace to truly be united to her heart, that with her we know that with her so too will Jesus be born within our hearts, that we may be ever more perfectly conformed to Him with and through her Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.